Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg LeSeer, and the message today is titled, Do You See with the Eyes of Faith?
Grace to you and peace from the light of the world, Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Today I'd like to talk with you about the eyes of faith and seeing with the eyes of faith as opposed to the eyes of the flesh. To look with the eyes of the spirit of the inner man versus the eyes of the outer man, just this body. Are there actually such a thing as two different sets of eyes? And do we have inner eyes? And if we have inner eyes, what should we be looking at? What should we be training our eyes upon? And what difference does that make for us, especially as we go through a world that is doused in trouble, you might say, these days? What difference does it make for us to look and to choose to tune into the eyes of faith versus the eyes of the flesh, the physical eyes? So let's talk about that today and see what God teaches us by His Spirit and by His Word for our encouragement in the faith as we wait for the return of our Lord and Sovereign King Jesus Christ on the clouds of heaven at His great return. Well, first of all, let's just consider this. Is there actually such a thing as inner sight, inner vision, inner eyes? Well, is there such a thing as an inner man? Do we have an inner person? We know we have an outer person. You're looking at me with your outer eyes. Let's see if you have an inner eye. If we look here at Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is praying for the Christians, and he says in verse 17, he says he prays that they might be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith. So in that passage, in that verse, you see that we have an inner man, and we also have faith. That's the sight of the inner person that's inside of us. And actually, everybody in the world has an inner person, namely his spirit, and his outer person, his flesh. But what does the inner person see? Well, that depends on who you are, actually. Are you a Christian, a saved, redeemed, born-again, alive person in Christ, or are you an unbeliever, dead in your sins? Because if you're an unbeliever, what do you see? You see nothing, because your inner man is dead, and his eyes are closed. They're blind. They are shut. They are dead. It's sort of like, you ever watch Hogan's Heroes? Remember that Sergeant Schultz? I see nothing, nothing. Well, if you're an unbeliever, you see nothing, you know nothing. What does Jesus say of unbelievers? People who are not responding to him in faith, verse 15, he quotes of chapter 13 of Matthew, he quotes Isaiah, and he says, this verse applies to you. This people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are heavy, heavy of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn for me to heal them. So Jesus says their inner eyes are closed, they're shut, they're blind, they're dead, because you can't see me as the Savior. So there are such things as inner eyes. And the unbelievers see nothing because of the hardness, thickness of their evil hearts, and also because the devil has blinded them, says Scripture. If you look over at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, this is why the inner man of the unbelievers can see nothing. We read here in verse 4, in their case, says Paul, the god of this world, the serpent, the devil, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. And so an unbeliever can see nothing and knows nothing. Just like Sergeant Schultz, I see nothing. They see nothing at all. How about, though, the Christian, someone who has been resurrected in spirit. He's been raised to life, born again, has come to be saved in Jesus Christ. What about your inner eyes? You can see. Shouldn't have closed the Bible, because the very next verse, what do we read? 2 Corinthians 4, it says, the next verse, verse 6, "For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So what do we see with our inner man, with our spirit? We are alive and our eyes are opened to see the Savior. We see Jesus, amen? By faith we see God up above. We can see Him by faith. We can see His kingdom. We can see the way to go. We can see our destination. We can see into spiritual things. We can see everything, actually, really. In a word, reality. We see reality. And so 2 Corinthians 4, Paul says, we look as Christians, we are looking not to the things that are seen as with the outer eye, the spiritual eye. But we look, he says, we look to the things that are unseen. Isn't that funny? We look to things that are unseen by our spirits. We see into reality, into the true things. For the things that are seen with the outer eye are transient. They're passing away. Trees die, the world goes away, our bodies go away. But the things that are unseen, that our spirit sees by faith, these are eternal, permanent, and will remain forever. So what do we see by our spirits? Reality. What we're really living in. We really see God. We really see Christ. We really see His kingdom. We see the world as it really is. We see the spiritual realms. We know what's going on there. We see the way to go, and we see our destination. How glorious is that, to see by the Spirit with the inner eye? So do you look at the world, though, with the eyes of faith? Is that how you're going through this world of trouble that we're dealing with today? You know, as Christians, we have both eyes, don't we? You still got an outer eye. You know, unbelievers can drive down the road, and they can see to stay between the lines. We drive down on the road and stay between the lines. When it comes to an unbeliever, spiritually, though, they can't see the truth, and so they veer off and careen and crash into a tree. But we drive straight, spiritually. But we all have outer eyes. We can all drive down a physical road. So if you look with only the outer eyes, how are you going to fare? And how much of a difference does it make for us then to tune in or switch or, by an act of will, trade the eyes of the flesh as we go through this world, this life, and say, I'm going to look with the eyes of faith and see what I see. What a difference that makes. It's huge. Big difference. Well, what is it then to see only with the eyes of the flesh? If you look just with the outer eye and the physical ones, how will our hearts fare? Well, this last week, I've had a kind of interesting, tough week. I mean, what I've seen with my eyes of flesh has been trouble, basically. See? Perfect timing. Thank you. I've visited some people who are in a really tough situation. I see weakness of the flesh. They're crying out in pain and anguish, heart and soul and body. I've looked at our country, and I see a lot of trouble there, evil going on in high places, danger, loss of liberty, tyranny, and things like that, bad decisions. When I look at the world, I see a lot of problems and troubles, because I see an earthquake in Haiti. I see a hurricane heading up to the northeast. I see floods in various places. I see the troubles in Afghanistan and China and other places of the world. And so if I just go by the eyes of the flesh, this has been a really bad week. And I've even seen death this week, because I got to see Terry, you know, just after he'd passed, our brother in the Lord, Terry Wilson. I went in with Marcia, and I saw him. And by the eyes, outer eyes only, I saw a dead man. And that's really, really tough to see such things. So that's the eyes of the flesh, though. What a difference it makes if you look at this same week with the eyes of faith, with the inner man, the spirit. What did I see this week? Well, when you see people and weakness of their bodies, I saw saints conquering as more than overcomers. You know, I saw John Duda. He's having a tough time. And he didn't even open his physical eyes the other day when I saw him. He's there in bed. But you know what I saw? He's saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's the word on his lips. I saw an overcomer. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I saw a man in full vigor of strength of his youth in his spirit. That's a different way of looking at it. When I look at the country, when I look at Christ with the eyes of faith, I see Christians shining and rising up as triumphant saints, standing in the trouble that are all about us and doing good. When I look at the world this week and all those troubles that are out there, you know what I see? I see God in charge of it all by the eyes of faith. Therefore, I have peace. And I also see Christ's advent, his second coming, his return, drawing near, and therefore I have joy. So actually, it makes all the difference in the world which eyes you tune into. It's like a TV station. You're going to go eyes of the outer eye, the flesh, or are you going to go turn the station and get the eyes of the spirit and what you see by faith? It makes all the difference for your heart and for your life. And if you think about that, look at the end of the world in Luke chapter 21, what Jesus says. Verse 25 and following. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations. Perfect timing again. In perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So notice the unbelievers here, looking at the with the eyes of the flesh, seeing these things coming to pass, what do they have? They're fainting. They have fear. They have foreboding of what's coming on the world. That's what the eyes of the flesh are going to give you. But that's not going to be so with you when you see these things. The Christian is altogether different. Jesus says in verse 28, two verses later, now when these things begin to take place, you look up and raise your heads, because your redemption, your salvation, the kingdom, is drawing near. So when you look out at the world and all these troubles, which one are you going to choose? The eyes of the flesh? Then you will fear and faint with foreboding. But if you look at it with the eyes of faith, looking up, you're going to have joy and excitement and peace, because your king is drawing near. For here the saying holds true, two men stare out through prison bars, one sees mud and another sees stars. Which one are you looking at today? Do you see mud or do you see stars? We're all in a prison, as it were, but which eyes are you using, mud or stars? When I saw Terry this week, yes, by the eyes of the flesh I saw a dead man. By the eyes of the spirit I saw my brother up above, in joy, in the freedom of Christ, in the fresh airs of heaven, rejoicing in his Savior, at peace and alive, and as indeed that is the truth. For Jesus says, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. So my question to you today is, which eyes are you using as you're going through this present dark age? It's going to make all the difference, and you can switch it like a TV channel. Just say, I'm going to look with the eyes of faith. God, show me what I see by the spirit and the inner man that you've awakened. Show me that. I want to see stars, not mud. And your heart will be altogether different on account of it. This is what God's will is for us. And actually, God in his scriptures is constantly encouraging us to see things, the whole of this world, with the eyes of faith and not the flesh. The whole Bible says that. For example, God says, for one, when you use the eyes of faith, it will eliminate your fears. It's going to dash them into pieces, make them go away. And as an example of that, I have it right here. It says in 2 Kings chapter 6, this is the story of Elisha. You know that story, right? The king of Syria wants to kill him, assassinate Elisha. I hate this guy. So he sent horses and chariots and a great army to kill him. And they came by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God, Elisha, rose early in the morning and went out, behold, army, an army with horses and chariots were round about the city, trapped. And the servant said, alas, my master, what shall we do? Now, which eyes are those, faith or flesh? Those are flesh. He's looking with the outer eye. And what is the result? Fear and foreboding of what's coming towards them. Well, what's Elisha say to the boy? He says, don't be afraid, fear not, for those who are with us are more than are those who are with them. What do you mean, says the boy? God open his eyes, he prays. O Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Inner man, inner spirit eyes, and he sees. The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, the boy, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. These are the armies of the Lord of hosts, the angels, to deliver. And when the Syrians, the earthly army, came down against Elisha, Elisha prayed to the Lord and goes, strikes them with blindness and leads them away and sent them packing back home. So the eyes of the flesh will lead to fear. The eyes of the spirit of faith will eliminate your fears, because you'll see that those who are with you are greater and more than those who are with them. When you're looking out at the world today, and there seems to be evil people in positions of authority all around the world, it seems like we're surrounded, like their force is too much stronger than ours. But I say to you, and God says to you today, open your eyes and see how all around them are the armies of heaven. And he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Who's with you? The Lord of hosts is on your side, within you to conquer even the devil himself. He gives his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And we say, with the Lord on my side, I don't fear. Eliminated. For what can man do to me? The Lord is on my side to help me. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. So which one are you going to choose? Faith or flesh? Open the eyes, God says. Tune into that different station. Just change and ask, what do I see? And I will eliminate your fears. Secondly, when we look with the eyes of faith, he says, I'll not only eliminate the fears, but I will replace that with courage. Look at the superpower of Moses' day. That was Egypt. They ruled the entire domain of earth, basically, and all the army and their kingdom and their power and their might. And one man stood up against them. How did Moses do it? By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So where did his courage come from? Because he saw God, and he's with me. And you can conquer in the same way. As one seminary professor I had once said, one person plus God equals a majority. You're in the majority, okay? The strength is on your side, not theirs. With them is an arm of flesh. With you is the arm of the living God, victorious. So David stood up against Goliath with courage because he looked with the eyes of faith at the battlefield. This guy's no giant. He's small next to my God who stands over him. The eyes of faith give courage. So also Paul, at my first defense, no one took part. All deserted me. Looked bad on the outside. But he says, but the Lord stood by me. I saw him, basically. And he gave me strength to proclaim the message that all the Gentiles might hear it, and he rescued me from the lion's mouth, and he will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. So if you look with the eyes of faith, God's going to replace your fears with courage, and you're going to run at Goliath. You're going to run at the enemy, because the strength is on your side for the victory, because God is with you. And God runs with you and ahead of you, and he runs for those whose eyes are trained upon him. As David says, my eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. And Jehoshaphat, when he had an enemy army around him, said, we don't know what to do, God, but our eyes are upon thee. And God gave him the victory. All they had to go out is just basically lick up the spoil. Their only energy expended was to pick up the prizes. God gave them the win. And so God eliminates your fears. He gives you courage. He gives you victory when you train your eyes on him. Thirdly, he takes away, this is really big, the sting of loneliness. You know, that's really the hardest, one of the hardest things ever to face in this life is fear of being alone. Alone against all the powers that be in the world. Alone against life. Alone against the iciness of death. I watched this interview recently with William Shatner, you know, Captain Kirk. And, you know, he has money. He's in his 90s now. He still looks in good health. He's got all kinds of things going for him. But he confessed in that interview, his greatest fear and trouble is just the sting of being alone. He fears it, and he always feels it. And he says, one day I'm going to have to face death, and I'll do that all alone. But not so for you Christians. The eyes of the Spirit that God has given you see that the Lord is with you, and you're never alone. It takes the sting out of it. Moses says, I can't go against Pharaoh. God says, but I'll be with you, Moses. I will be with you. And he saw him by faith. Gideon, I can't go, but I will be with you, Gideon. Jacob, I'm lost, but God says, I will never leave you till I have fulfilled all my word that I have promised to you. Paul, Jesus said to him, don't be afraid, but speak and don't be silent, for I am with you, Paul. And no man shall attack you to harm you in this, for I have many people in this city. You know, we need to see God with us. And the eyes of faith, we just got to open up and say, I'm not alone. I see him. I keep the Lord always before me, says David. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Lynn, her story, I mean, when her husband, Bob, was getting near to going home to be with God above and to die, he went to the hospital one time and she had to follow by ambulance. And she just remembered a word I'd said to her, God is with you, Lynn. And she kept, right, Lynn? And you just kept on going, God is with me, God is with me, God is with me, God is with me. And that's how she got the victory. It took the sting out of loneliness that she's not left alone. She has a friend, a very, very present help in trouble, who will not leave you nor forsake you. And Jesus says to you today, and believe it by faith, I am with you always, even to the very close of this age. I will not leave your side. I'll strengthen you and uphold you with my victorious right hand. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. This is great stuff, friends. So tune in to the eyes of faith, and that will be the end of your loneliness as well. At least take the sting out of it, for you have a companion in the Lord. And then, fourthly, the eyes of faith are great because they show you the way to go through this life. When the unbeliever looks at the world, it's just a big, dense fog and a terrifying, dark, threatening storm. And they're sailing into oblivion, into darkness. And there are rocks, reefs, and ledges of dangers all about them. And they're going to shipwreck. But not so for you. The eyes of faith say, I see the way that I'm to go through this world. The light of his word shines my path. And I see my destination. Do you see your destination today? You know, all this world, this trouble that was around us, I see through those things a path of light leading to a city set on a hill, shining like the sun, like a star across the horizon of the sea, waiting for me. For the saints all died in faith, not having received what was promised, but having seen it and greeted it from afar. They saw the kingdom to come. And as it is, they desire a better country there, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God's not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. At the end of time, with the eyes of flesh, men will be fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. But God says, as for you, when these things begin to take place, look up, raise your heads. Your redemption, your salvation, the shining city, it's drawing near. You're almost there. Is that the way you look at the world today? Well, tune into it. It's the best of all. And fifthly, best of all, really, is that by faith we see our Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter says, without having seen him, you love him. And though you do not now see him, that's with the outer eye, you believe in him. That's the inner eye, the Spirit. and you rejoice with unutterable and exalted joy. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls. So what do I see? I see Jesus. I see that he's died for me on the cross. I see that he's been raised from the dead. I see that he's at the right hand of God. I see that he's looking over me. I see that he's coming for me to bring me the kingdom, the inheritance, the castle forever. Jesus says, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So the final word here today is we've got to tune into this, though. We've got both eyes. We've got an outer eye, flesh. We've got the inner eye, the spirit. The inner eye, the spirit, is seeing reality. That's seeing the truth, and it's going to fill your heart with joy, courage, peace, excitement, even through the midst of the overthrows. Whereas the flesh will fail you. With the flesh, you'll fail. With the spirit, you'll prevail. So if you want to change from flesh to spirit, here's something, a little trick I do. I've been trying this week. It's helped. It's worked. When I start looking at flesh and I get afraid of the world, I say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, countdown backwards, snaps me out of it. And then after that, I say, God, Jesus, and the kingdom. And I do that, and I like snap out of this wrong way of looking at and where I'm getting afraid, and all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, yeah, God, Jesus, and the kingdom. Let's see it differently. And courage comes in, and I get peaceful. Do that and snap back into the truth for the victory and the comfort and the joy of Christ. And therefore, let's run with perseverance the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God, from there to come. And we live by faith until that day. We see him face to face with our own resurrected eyes, as Job said, and rejoice before him forever in the kingdom which is coming soon. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Do You See with the Eyes of Faith? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, be sure to visit our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul. And God bless you.